Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus Group Real Estate Podcast Series. On January 20th, Altus Group is hosting its third annual Tysons Real Estate Breakfast Panel, this one's focusing on the emerging trends surrounding multifamily assets in the Tysons market. And today we're speaking with Ross Litkenhaus, who's a senior director at Altus Group's Tysons office, and Ross is also the moderator of the event. And we also have Chuck DiRocco, who's the director of research in Altus Group's research, valuation, and advisory practice. And Ross and Chuck, how are you both doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. That must be Chuck right there as well. And Ross, how are you doing?
That is, yeah.
Good. I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. And let's open it up. And let's start with Chuck. Chuck, I understand that you're going to be providing a brief economic update at the event. And would love to get an overview right now of some of the economic themes that you're going to be covering at the event.
Absolutely. The main focus, I think, is going to be employment and employment growth. I think as everyone is pretty much well aware that employment has been very strong post-recession, lost about 9 million jobs during the recession. We've already gained back up through the end of 2015 over 13 million jobs on a macro level. So we're going to take a look at that and see how that driver looks moving into 2016, and then bring that down into the actual MSA, the DC market itself, and you know, see what the outlook looks for that as well.
Outstanding. Now let's shift and talk a little bit about the event. And Ross, feel free to give us an overview of what you'll be covering and who the speakers will be at this year's event.
Well, yeah, Matt, you've already heard from the incomparable Chuck DiRocco. I was going to put together a very compelling discussion. And I personally am going to be interested to hear how those employment numbers and some of what we're seeing from an economic perspective in this MSA are going to affect some of these multifamily projects, because obviously jobs, salaries, compensation, and the overall economy are going to drive, where people are deciding to live and how much they want to pay to live in some of those places. And in this particular panel this year, and we've touched on some multifamily in the panels in the past, but this year we really wanted to drill down and talk about, really the large number of multifamily projects that are popping up out of the ground. And we've got a phenomenal panel this year, as always. All of our panels have been great, and we're very lucky to have these individuals with us. We're joined by Graham Terrell, who's a vice president over at Kettler. And as you know, we've talked about in previous podcasts, they've been part of the Vita project over near Tysons Corner Center. They've also been involved in Ovation, which is a project which has been here for a little while. And they're also now collaborating with PS Business Parks on the Highgate project on Jones Branch, as well as participating in the residential piece of the borough, which Gary Block and his team over at the Meridian Group currently have underway. And Gary, as you will recall, was a panelist with us last year. We're also joined this year by Nancy Petrus, who's a SVP over at U.S. Bank, and they've been very, very active on the lending side surrounding multifamily developments here in Tyson. So I know there are going to be a lot of folks in the audience that are going to be very interested to hear how some of these kind of lending fundamentals may have changed, and certainly hope to get some insights into future developments here going into 2016 and forward, and how those guys may be mitigating some of the risk of overbuilding in their underwriting. And then we're also joined, as always, by some very sharp folks from Fairfax County. This year it's Tracy Strunk. She's the Deputy Director of Fairfax County Office of Revitalization, and she has been absolutely fundamental in helping getting some of these projects approved and out of the ground and seeing how they fit into the larger Tysons comprehensive plan. So we've got a great group of panelists, some phenomenal projects, really, and I will tell you, Matt, from really for the first time in quite a while, I think that you're going to start to see some very tough questions being asked of the panelists, and hopefully amongst each of them, in regards to maybe some excess supply in some of the sectors here in this market. Multifamily has really just taken off like a rocket ship, and it seems like looking out my window now on West Park, there are multifamily projects coming out of the ground left and right, some of which I mentioned, others which are kind of starting to pop out of the ground, others that are still in the planning process, but it just seems to be this this machine that's kind of unstoppable. So I'm curious to see, you know, what kind of difficult discussions folks are going to have in terms of what that means for absorption in the market, pricing, and really the kind of, you know, financial viability of some of these projects that have yet to pop out of the ground but are certainly kind of at the point of no return.
Interesting, Ross. Appreciate those insights. And in many ways, you tackled my next question, but I'll throw it out there anyway, because there seems to be a lot going on in the Tysons region right now when it comes to trends surrounding multifamily assets. So tell us a little bit more about what's going on, what's happening there right now, because I know you and I have talked a lot in the past about Tysons kind of being the next great city, you know, the changing skyline of Tysons. So what are we seeing out there, you know, to add on to what you were just saying?
Yeah, I mean, it really is remarkable when you say, you know, America's next great city. That's, you know, the Tysons partnership and the rebranding of Tysons. I think that image and at least that motto and kind of mission is starting to mirror a lot of the development that you're seeing. But, you know, as I'd mentioned before, I mean, just the sheer amount of development that is underway here in Tysons. You know, a lot of people don't know this, and I know I've mentioned it in a podcast in the past, but, you know, we're the 13th largest office market in the country. That is significant, and I think that's kind of a sleeper statistic that a lot of people don't realize. And we've got another 45 million square feet of development either under construction, coming out of the ground now, or in planning. And in terms of multifamily, which is really where the Tysons comprehensive plan and I think really the genesis for some kind of the repositioning and rebranding of Tysons was focused to make this, you know, a live, work, and play community as opposed to just a community, which has terrible traffic. So those multifamily projects are really key, and, you know, whether it's Elkhorst project, which is, you know, 2,500 units, seven-phase project. Bill Hard joined us on a panel a couple years ago to talk about that. That's well underway over, you know, kind of across from Capital One. And Capital One's own mixed-use project, which is just massive. I mean, talk about changing skyline. I mean, that will be a skyline in and of itself. You know, across the street from me here, Nouvelle, which is luxury residential, is out of the ground. They've started certainly on the pre-leasing side, been very successful filling up units. They'll be opening up for business any day now. You know, I'd mentioned Kettler's project, where they seem to be involved in a lot of things. I mean, they've got a lot of irons in the fire here, but, you know, they have certainly the first mover advantage in terms of projects coming out of the ground. They've got, as I mentioned, the Highgate project, where they teamed up with PS Business Parks, working on the borough. Lerner's got projects coming out of the ground in front of me here called the Residences, and those will be luxury. I believe that'll be a blend of rental as well as condo, which that condo piece is another theme that we're going to hit on, because I personally feel, and I think there are a couple other folks out there that personally feel, that there's a demand for condo in this market. We're starting to see bits and pieces of it here in Lerner's project in the borough, but I think there's going to be a significant amount of pent-up demand. So the folks that are first on the scene with the condo side, which there are some additional plans in the making, I think that they are going to be very, very successful. So we're going to touch on that kind of thread at this panel as well, and talk about some of the permanency that they're building here in Tysons, which gets people a little more comfortable with wanting to live in this particular submarket. And a lot of that comes from, you know, some of these mixed-use developments that give people kind of that sense of community and permanency before they decide to permanently relocate here. So, you know, between all of those projects and the Arbor Row project, and West Park Plaza by Dittmar, and I mean, really, just the list seems to be endless. We're gonna touch on what that means, because as Chuck had mentioned, you know, you've only got so much employment, so many folks that can loosen the purse strings to rent these units, to buy these condos. So I'll be certainly curious to know how all this is going to play out. I'd like to say that some people are just going forward with development plans, you know, sticking their heads down in the sand and just hoping that there's nothing on the horizon that's going to, you know, cause a hiccup in terms of these projects. But I'd like to think that there are also folks out there who've got this thing figured out and are a lot smarter than me. So hopefully the party doesn't end, but we will see, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of that here with this panel.
And I think just to elaborate real quick on that as well, just a little bit, Ross, is that I couldn't agree more with everything that he's stating. I'm going to obviously touch on that as well. When you look at the apartment sector on a more macro level for the United States, you know, completions far outweigh absorptions for the next 4 years. I mean, completions across the board, not just in the Tysons market, have just been booming. And it's natural. It's things that we've seen in the commercial real estate industry for decades. When things get hot, people have a tendency to sometimes overbuild and try to put their hands into that pot and take advantage of that situation. So I think that you're going to see that trend. That trend is obviously here to stay. And now, for the first time, since the apartment sector has been so strong since the basically the recession with all the subprime lending, that you're actually starting to see now that rents aren't being able to be pushed to the same levels because, again, we've seen so much supply. If you can't stay in your apartment here and you don't want to pay more for that, you can simply get up and move to another one. And you're seeing that a lot throughout the Tysons market. When you look at D.C., the MSA of D.C. itself, if you try to take the what's in the pipeline over the next 3 years and divide that by the total apartment stock of the market itself that exists, you know, D.C. is the fourth largest development, at least in the pipeline, over the next 3 years. You know, looking to add about over 2.5% of the stock, you know, back into that market. So that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of completion. And again, you know, as you mentioned with the employment and wage growth and things of those nature, is that going to be enough of a driver to obviously fall out of that space?
That's great.
Interesting. Yeah, great insights there. You know, Ross and Chuck, too, let's shift real quick. Tell us that with all the stuff going on, lots happening in the Tysons region, give us an update on Altus Group in the area in the Tysons region these days. What's going on with you guys?
Well, I'll hit on that first because I know you've got quite a number of irons in the fire there as well. From our perspective, you know, Matt, we do a lot of property tax work here in the Tysons market, at least in our business unit for Altus Group. And I will tell you, really, you know, kind of the work du jour, I would say, on a regular basis has been on the due diligence front. I mean, we are participating. And it seems to be an infinite number of kind of underwriting efforts and helping folks understand what the property tax liabilities are going to be and what it means to build, what they can expect in terms of property tax liability, how they can mitigate that. So we have spent a tremendous amount of time on the underwriting due diligence side to help kind of demystify, you know, expectations from a property tax standpoint, because tax rates continue to creep. I mean, you've got to pay for all of these transportation projects that are taking place, as well as all of these contributions just to services that the county, the state, and Tysons itself has to provide for all these new commuters and residences. So there are certainly some big checks to be written on the property tax side, and we are spending a lot of time up front helping people understand that before shovels even hit the ground.
And I think our biggest project that's going to be coming out probably in February is a new publication called Real Confidence. Altus Group has partnered up with the National Association of REITs and the National Council of Real Estate Investment Fiduciaries, so NAREIT and NCREIF, which is basically private equity and public equity. And we've kind of put together this new publication that's at an executive-level decision-making type CEO survey that has just, you know, I've just done the analysis. I can't talk about it quite yet, but I think it's really going to provide a lot of feedback on forecasts, you know, for the rest of 2016, again, from an executive level. I mean, we're dealing with, 50 of the top executives that the decision makers within the commercial real estate space, probably representing over about $600 billion in assets under management. So it's really the key people that you want to hear from on what they think is going to happen here in 2016. And it's been some pretty interesting results.
Great. Well, I appreciate the insights from both of you today. And before we sign off, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed?
Chuck, you go ahead. Anything you want to talk about?
I'm going to say don't miss this panel. I have to admit, I'm excited as well. I've spoke many times in the past, but this is closer to home. I live in Potomac, Maryland, and go to Tysons frequently. So I'm really looking forward to hearing feedback from this great panel that Ross has set up.
Yeah, I would say certainly I would certainly echo that, and would invite any of our listeners to register. We've still got some spots open. We're fortunate this year, Matt, to host this at our new office, Silverline Center. which is a Washington REIT property, and they've got a beautiful conference facility that they just completed, state-of-the-art, down on the ground floor. So we're very, very fortunate to be hosting our event there this year. So if nothing else, people can come see the fine finishes and enjoy the food. But this is going to be a very informed panel that are going to be talking about a lot of these trends that certainly folks are going to want to focus on, not only just from a Tyson's multifamily perspective, but also a lot of the themes that, that Chuck's going to be discussing, because these are going to drive the deals and the success and failures thereof. So I highly urge folks to sign up, get registered, and come join us for another great breakfast panel discussion.
Excellent. That concludes our Altus Group Real Estate Podcast interview with Ross Lichtenhaus and Chuck Duraco of Altus Group. And as we discussed, Altus Group is hosting its third annual Tyson's Real Estate Breakfast Panel on January 20th. And this year we're focusing on the emerging trends surrounding multifamily assets in the Tyson's market. And Ross and Chuck, look forward to seeing you all next week at the event.
Got it. Thanks, guys.
Great.
Take care.